We are back with another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. Mike Cummings along with my good friend, Miss Sammy Quiggins. And Miss Sammy, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you, Michael?
I am doing okay. Miss Sammy, what are we going to talk to him about today?
Well, you know, it's fall and it's getting close to tailgating time, and I've got some dip recipes. You know, people say, oh, bring a finger food. Everybody likes dips. I say that with quotes, you know, around it, dips. My daddy thought they were terrible because he wanted his off on a plate. He didn't want one where everybody else dipped their chip in it. Dips were kind of invented in his lifetime. I don't remember when I was young at all. But I'm really fond of quite a few dips. And so I've got several dip recipes here today. How does that sound to you?
Well, in honor of all the people who are going to be tailgating, let's go ahead and tell them about some of these dips.
That's what I thought. The first one I've got here is the warm crack chicken dip recipe. And I guess that crack assumes the fact that you would be addicted to it after a while.
Okay.
It sounds pretty good. So are you ready for me to roll with that?
Absolutely.
It's an 8-ounce package of cream cheese softened, a 1-ounce package of original ranch dressing mix, a cup of chopped cooked bacon, 2 cups shredded cheddar cheese, a 16-ounce container of sour cream, and 2 cups of chopped cooked chicken. And you can make this ahead and put it in the refrigerator before you bake it if you want to make it the day before, if you're going to have company or going to take it somewhere. You preheat your oven to 400 and spray a 2-quart baking dish with cooking spray and set aside. And in a bowl, you just combine all the ingredients, mix them well, and transfer them to the dish and bake uncovered for about 25 to 30 minutes until it's hot and bubbly. If you want to, you can use that chopped pre-cooked bacon. Or if you want to make it less calories, you could use turkey bacon, low-fat cream cheese, low-fat sour cream, or plain Greek yogurt. But, you know, when I'm going to make a good dip like this, I like to go ahead and use the real stuff in it.
And I will tell you, I've had that recipe before. That is a very good dip. I like that one.
You know, you serve it with Fritos or tortilla chips or celery or whatever you want to dip in it. That's the good thing about all these dips. What you dip in it is up to you.
And I like the scoop-style chips.
I really do, too. You know, you can get more dip on those.
Yes.
You get an old flat chip and put it out there, and, you know, there's not much dip on it.
And you got to do a balancing act.
Right, you do. But those scoops, I mean, you know, you just fill it up full and kind of pile it up like an ice cream cone.
I'm all in favor of that.
Well, then I got a hissy fit dip.
A hissy fit dip?
I've seen this recipe numerous times, and I've tried it, and it's pretty good. I don't really know where they got the name for it.
Okay.
If you've all ran out, you'd have a hissy fit. Okay, it's a pound of sausage, and you can use whatever, if you want the spicy or the smoked or the sage, whatever kind of sausage you want. A 16-ounce container of sour cream, 8 ounces of Velveeta cheese cut in small cubes or shredded, and 4 ounces of Munster cheese. And, you know, if you can't find that, you use whatever kind of cheeses you want. I really like it with the hot pepper cheese in it. A teaspoon of onion powder, 1/4 teaspoon of garlic powder, 1 tablespoon of Worcestershire sauce, and 1 tablespoon of dried parsley. And, you know, most of these recipes are pretty forgiving. I'm a great believer in, as you know, you've been listening and talking to me all this time, of using what you got.
Sure.
I do like the Munster cheese. It's not something I would find around here. I mean, I can get it in Louisville and, you know, various places, but it's not something you find. But I like the pepper jack cheese in it because I like that little, you know, that little spark you got in there with pepper jack cheese.
Yeah, there's a little kick with that.
And you just preheat your oven to 350 and spray a 9x9 inch pan with cooking spray and set aside, and you cook your sausage until it's brown and drain the fat off of it. And then a bowl, just mix together sausage and the remaining ingredients and pour it into a prepared pan and bake for 30 or 40 minutes until bubbly. And you know, that's a little more a little heavier because you've got the sausage in it. It's a pretty tasty dip.
It sounds like it.
And then I've got a real change of pace here for you.
What have we got?
I've got some sweet dips.
Okay.
That you use, you know, you dip them with either vanilla wafers or pretzels or fruit, apples, bananas, whatever you want to. And I just had this idea when I was getting these together. I've just always had them just as a dip. But I figured, you know, if you were having some people for dinner and you had a kind of heavy dinner, and then for dessert, usually a lot of times when I have people, you know, I cook a roast, mashed potatoes, or chicken and potatoes, smoked meat, a lot of stuff. And you don't want a heavy dessert. But these dips, I think just to set out, you know, three or four bowls of these sweet dips, which I've got three recipes here, and I think we have time to do them. You could just set these bowls out on the table with the things to dip and let people have that for dessert. You know, it'd be cool and refreshing and kind of different. This first one is a Reese's peanut butter cookie dough dip. And everybody loves cookie dough, you know.
Yes.
And most people like Reese's peanut butter cups, too.
I would agree.
You take a half a cup of unsalted butter, a half a cup of light brown sugar pack, a half a cup of semi-sweet mini chocolate chips, 3/4 a cup powdered sugar, and an 8-ounce package of Reese's peanut butter cup, the mini, or if you have the big cups, you need to chop them. It'd be one and a half cups of those chopped. 8 ounces of cream cheese softened, and 1/4 cup of creamy peanut butter. And in a small saucepan, you melt your butter and whisk in the brown sugar and peanut butter. And heat that till the sugar dissolves, about a minute. And remove from heat and allow it to cool to room temperature. And that's important, that you allow it to cool. And then in a large mixing bowl, you beat your cream cheese with powdered sugar until it's creamy. And don't skip on that beating time, because you want it all blended. And then on low, just add in the brown sugar mixture that you cool, and you mix that till combined. And you really want to cool your peanut butter and brown sugar that you heated up, because you don't want to pour that hot into your cream cheese. And then you fold in the mini chocolate chips and the mini Reese's cup. And you serve that or store it in the refrigerator until you're ready to serve. And that's good with pretzels, animal crackers, or graham sticks, or vanilla wafers. You know, use your own judgment on that.
Well, it sounds good.
It is really good. And I really had never thought of it. I've made these before and just took them. People are always saying, bring some finger food or bring a dip or something. But I thought it would be good to like make three of these and put them in little bowls and put them with your different kind of dipping stuff and just have them for dessert at a meal. You know, where people would, because we always sit around the table. And I always say, you want to go in the living room, and people still want to just stay around the kitchen table. And there really is a camaraderie there that, and people go on and eat when they're sitting around the table more than they do if they've gone off, you know, to another room.
Mm-hmm.
So then I've got a Butterfinger dip.
That sounds good, too.
And this one is really, really easy, Mike. You take 2 8-ounce packages of cream cheese at room temperature, an 8-ounce container of Cool Whip thawed, 1/4 cup of brown sugar, and a 10-ounce bag of Butterfinger baking bits. I've gotten those. Or if you want to take Butterfinger candy bars, you can crush them up. And you just beat your cream cheese and brown sugar with a mixer until it's light and fluffy, and fold in your Cool Whip and your Butterfinger bits until fully mixed in, and cover and chill until ready to serve. You know, it tastes kind of like a Butterfinger Blizzard, and that's one of my favorite things.
And that doesn't sound all that hard to make.
Oh, that one, you can stir that up in no time. And you can serve that with, you know, you make your own choice as to what you want to dip with. The graham crackers, and I thought the animal crackers was, you know, would be cute around that, too.
I would see the animal crackers being good with that.
And you could serve it with sugar cookers, or you could serve that with fruit or pretzels. You know, apple with this Butterfinger dip. Any of these dips would be good with sliced apple. Or that Butterfinger dip, to me, sounds good. It's kind of, I guess it would be kind of hard to handle, but I've seen where people use sliced bananas, you know, a slice of banana. And that in that Butterfinger dip, I think, would really be tasty. Or the peanut butter one, too.
Sure.
And I got one more here.
Okay.
It's a chocolate chip cookie dough dip. And you know how, I've not done that much, but I know a lot of people who they love cookie dough. They like to just eat it when they're making cookies, you know, and have it in the refrigerator. And I've had a friend who said she would make it ahead of time, put it in the refrigerator, and she didn't watch it. Her husband and kids would eat the whole bowl of cookie dough before she baked the cookie.
Yeah.
And, you know, you could use the low-fat cream cheese if you wanted to. I don't like the no-fat, but the low-fat's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Which would really be good. But anyway, this chocolate chip cookie dough dip, it's pretty easy, too. They said serve it with graham crackers, but you could serve it with anything. Or maybe just eat it with a spoon. a third of a cup softened butter. You soften that to room temperature. An 8-ounce block of cream cheese. A third of a cup light brown sugar. 1.5 teaspoons vanilla extract. A half a cup of powdered sugar. A cup of mini chocolate chips. And you just use a mixer or a hand mixer and mix together your butter and cream cheese until it's combined and smooth, and turn it to low and mix in your brown sugar, vanilla, and powdered sugar. You know, you do want to turn to low when you put that powdered sugar in it. I have had powdered sugar all over me. When I had the mixer running high and I tried to pour in some powdered sugar. And you mix until it's thoroughly combined and stir in your mini chocolate chips and serve with graham crackers for dipping or, you know, pretzels or whatever you want.
Miss Sammy, it sounds good.
I really have just gotten that idea when I was getting these together with you and thinking about it. I made them and just taking them places where, you know, I was supposed to bring a dip. But I think to have that in those three, and I've got more. We'll do that again sometime. I got one that's really great with fruit. But I just think set little bowls on the table, you know, with those on there and have all your dipping stuff around, some fruit and pretzels and vanilla wafers and graham crackers, and animal crackers, and just let everybody eat that for dessert.
That would be good for a kid's party.
It would. I always like the fattening things, but I think apples. You have a nice crisp, you know, slice of apple and dip in any one of those would taste good.
I think you're right.
Apples and peanuts and all of that sounds good together, doesn't it?
It does, Miss Sammy. Well, we do want to tell our listeners that if they would like a copy of these recipes, very easy to get. All you have to do is send us an email here at the station, wxbc@bbtel.com, or you can send it directly to Miss Sammy at sammyq@bbtel.com, and we'll get you a copy of those recipes out.
I'll fix you up with those if you want to try them.
All right. Well, Miss Sammy, tell them what we always say.
Oh, honey, don't ever trust that skinny cook.